Chaitanya Chandra. All glories to Lord Chaitanya's pure and eternal fame. All glories to the servants of Lord Chaitanya, who is the master of the worlds. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya's servants, who are dear to all. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, the life of the worlds. O Lord, please place your 2 feet in my heart. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is the auspiciousness of the worlds. All glories to Lord Chaitanya's servants. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, the life of Paramananda Puri and the life's treasure of Sarup Damodar. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is dear to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is the heart of Jagadish and Gopinath. O Lord, please cast your merciful glance of mercy on the conditioned souls. In this way, Lord Chaitanya enjoyed blissful pastimes of Sankirtan with Lord Nityananda and the other devotees. Now hear, please, of the arrival of Sri Advaita Acharya. One day, Lord Chaitanya, while he was in the mood of the Supreme Lord, sweetly ordered Ramai Pandit, "O Ramai, go to the home of Advaita Acharya. Tell him that I have come. Tell him that the person he worshipped, the person he wept for, and the person that he fasted for has now arrived." I've descended to award devotional service, and he should come to me at once. In a secluded place, tell him of Lord Nityananda's arrival. Tell him of all that you have seen, and tell him to come here at once, and bring his wife, and to also bring offerings with which to worship me. Placing the Lord's order on his head and in his heart, thinking, Hari Hari, Srivas Pandit's younger brother Amai left at once for Shantipur, although he did not know the path. Overcome with bliss and accepting Lord Chaitanya's order, somehow Ramai wandered to faraway Shantipur and found himself directly before the home of Advaita Acharya. Filled with bliss, Ramai Pandit bowed down before Advaita Acharya, but he could not utter a single word. Advaita Acharya, however, immediately knew everything, and he thought, the Lord's order to me has arrived. Upon seeing Ramai, Advaita smiled and said, I know the order that you bring for me. Ramai Pandit, respectfully folding his hands, said, you know everything. Please come at once. Advaita Acharya, in ecstasy, lost consciousness of his own body. Who can understand Lord Advaita's deep pastimes? Although he knew everything, he nevertheless said, where is it said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes to stay amongst human beings? In what scripture is it said that the Supreme Lord will descend to Nadia? Ramai well knew about Advaita's exalted nature, and he did not reply. He only smiled in his heart. Advaita Acharya's nature is unfathomable. Still, the saintly devotees can easily understand it, although the impious cannot. Advaita Acharya, peaceful at heart, again said, Tell me again, O Ramai Pandit, why have you come? Tell me the order that you carry to me. Weeping, Ramai Pandit replied, that person who you worshipped, that person who you wept to call to this earth, and that person who you fasted for has now come. He has come to give devotional service, and he has sent me to give you this order. Immediately come, bring your wife, and also bring proper offerings to worship the Lord in his six-armed form. Lord Nityananda has already arrived. He is a second form of Lord Chaitanya. He is also your very life. But you already know all of this. Do I need to tell you more? I am fortunate, for I will soon see all of you together in one place. When Advaita Acharya heard these words from Ramai's mouth, he raised his arms and he began to weep. And then he fainted in ecstasy. And seeing this, everyone in his home became filled with wonder. After a moment, Advaita returned to external consciousness and he began to roar, I have brought him. I have brought my Lord. Because of my touch, the Lord left Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, and he has come here. Saying this and weeping, Advaita Acharya fell to the ground. Sitarani, the devoted wife of Advaita Acharya, who is the mother of the worlds, wept with joy. Advaita's son Achyutananda, although only a boy, wept without stoppage. Around them, on four sides, All the servants in the home of Advaita Acharya also wept. In what direction was there not weeping? Advaita's home became filled with love for Lord Krishna. Suddenly, Advaita Acharya became peaceful. After a moment, though, he suddenly again became agitated, and then he stayed in an ecstatic trance, his body rocking to and fro. After some time, Advaita asked Ramai, "What did the Lord say to me?" And Ramai answered, "The Lord ordered that you should come at once." Advaita said, "Please listen, O Ramai Pandit. If he proves to me that he is actually my Lord, then I will have faith in him. If he reveals his powers and opulences, and if he places his feet on my head, then I will know that he is the Supreme Lord, the master of my life. This is the truth." Ramai said, "Oh, my Lord, Advaita Acharya, what can I say? If I am fortunate, I will see these things with my own eyes. What you desire, the Supreme Lord desires. Because of you, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended to this world." Advaita Acharya felt pleased with Ramai's words, and at that moment he began to prepare for the auspicious journey to Navadvip. He said to his wife, "Quickly and carefully make everything ready for worshipping Lord Chaitanya, and then we will go." Advaita Acharya's devoted wife, Sitarani, knew the truth about Lord Chaitanya. She carefully prepared fragrances, garlands, incense, and garments, taking with them milk, yogurts, cream, camphor, and betel nuts. He and his wife departed from their home for Navadvip, and as he was leaving, Advaita issued a command to Ramai. "When you return to see the Lord, and when he asks you about your mission and how it went, say, 'The Acharya did not come.' Then I will see what my Lord says. I will go hide in the home of Nandan Acharya, but you should simply tell him that Advaita did not come."
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Present in everyone's heart. Thus he knew the plan that Advaita Charaja was thinking. Aware that Advaita Charaja was coming, Lord Chaitanya went to Srivas Pandit's home, and by the Lord's wish, his devotees also assembled. The Lord then entered into an ecstatic trance, and everyone became silent and anxious. Lord Chaitanya, the master of 30 million demigods, began to roar. He then sat upon Lord Vishnu's throne, and he began to say, "Nara has come! Nara, Advaita has come!" He said this again and again. Nara wants to see my supreme dominion over all. understanding Lord Chaitanya's hint. Nityananda Prabhu and once held an umbrella over the Lord's head. Also understanding, Gadadha offered the Lord betel nuts and camphor. Everyone rendered service appropriately. As some devotees were reciting prayers, just then Ramai returned, but he could not speak. Lord Chaitanya said to Ramai, Nara has come. The Lord said, Nara wishes to test me. He gently moved his head from side to side. He knows me. Still, Nara always tests me. He told you to test me, but he is now hiding in Nandana Charja's home. Quickly, go and bring him. With my own mouth, I will speak to him in great joy. Ramai Pandit happily went to Nandana Charja's home and told the Acharya everything. Hearing Ramai's words, Advaita floated in bliss and concluded that his plan had succeeded. He immediately walked to the house of Srivastakur. He entered within and stood before the Lord from afar. Again and again, he and his wife offered dandavat obeisances by falling flat on the ground. From afar, again and again, they recited prayers. Gradually, they approached closer and closer and gazed at the Lord's wonderful and fearless lotus feet, which are the shelter of all the universes. Lord Chaitanya's golden form was effulgent and handsome, and his beauty defeated many millions of Kamadevas. His cheerful face is the master of many millions of moons. His two splendid arms defeat golden pillars. He is decorated with splendid jeweled ornaments. The Srivats and the great Kastuba jewel decorate his chest. Advaita Charja gazed at Lord Chaitanya's Vaijayanti garland around his neck and his sharp-shaped earrings. Lord Chaitanya's splendor and glory appeared endless, and they defeated many millions of brilliant suns. Goddess Lakshmi serves his lotus feet. Ananta Shesha holds his umbrella. No one has the power to tell the difference between his toenails and the jewels that decorate them. The Lord then assumed a threefold bending form and began playing upon a flute. He smiled. Advaita Charja became confused by the Lord's opulences. He began to think, where is Lord Chaitanya? Where are his ornaments? Where are his devotees? Advaita Charja could only see the Lord's great splendor and nothing more. Advaita saw Brahma, Shiva, Kartikeya, and all the demigods bowing down before Lord Chaitanya. He saw Narada, Sukadeva, and all the sages reciting prayers with great awe. A goddess who looked like the Ganga rode on a shark and offered dandavat obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. Then Advaita saw Ananta Shesha offering prayers with his thousand mouths. He saw effulgent demigods in the four directions. Turning around, Advaita saw thousands and thousands of demigods standing before the Lord's lotus feet as they recited prayers and repeated the word Krishna, Krishna. Advaita could then see Lord Chaitanya's feet everywhere in the four directions. Gazing at all of this, all Advaita Charja could do was respectfully offer his obeisances. But then, when he stood up, he beheld still more wonders. He saw many hundred hooded serpents offering prayers with raised arms and hoods. He saw elephants, swans, and horses pulling chariots in the pathway of outer space. He saw millions and millions of serpent girls offering prayers and chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna with their eyes filled with tears. No place on earth or out of space was unoccupied. Advaita also saw great sages offering prayers. Gazing at Lord Chaitanya's glory and opulence, Advaita and his wife became filled with awe. They had not the power to say a single word. Lord Chaitanya, who is supremely merciful at heart, glanced at Advaita Charja. He said, "Because of your desire, I descended to this world. You worshipped me many times. I was staying in the ocean of milk, but when I heard your loud calls, my sleep was broken. Unable to bear the sufferings of the conditioned souls, you brought me here to deliver them all." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then gestured at all the devotees that surrounded him. "All the Vaishnavas that you see assembled are the objects of loving meditation for Brahma and the demigods." Hearing Lord Chaitanya's words, Advaita and his wife raised their arms in the air and they began to weep. Advaita said, "Today my life has become fruitful. Today my desires, my birth, and my deeds have borne their fruit. Today I have directly seen your feet, whom the Vedas indirectly chant the glories of. And now that you have appeared, the suffering people of the world will be delivered. I myself have not the power to do so." Speaking these words, Advaita Charja floated in an ocean of spiritual love.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Advaita Charja, Jai Nityananda Prabhu, Jai Gauranga Mahaprabhu,
Hare Rama.
Jai Gaur. Everyone chant
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Charger, Lord Chaitanya spoke four words in reply. The Lord said, "You may worship me." Accepting the Lord's order, Advaita Charger first washed Lord Chaitanya's feet with scented water. He then anointed the Lord's lotus feet with fragrances. Dipping Tulsi Manjaris into sandalwood paste, he placed them along with Agya on the Lord's feet. He then worshipped the Lord with the five upachars, fragrance, flowers, incense, lamps, and an offering of food. From Advaita's eyes streamed tears of love. He offered a lamp with five flames. Again and again, he bowed down, and at the end of his worship, Sri Advaita Charja loudly called out, "Jai! Jai!" He then offered garlands, garments, and ornaments. Thus Advaita Charja, who saw all through the eyes of the scriptures, worshipped the Lord. He then recited verses and offered dandavat obeisances. The Acharya chanted, "Namo Ramanyadavaya Govermana Hitayacha Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha." Let me offer respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna, who is the worshipable deity for all Brahminical men, who is the well-wisher of cows and Brahmins, and who is always benefiting the whole world. I offer my respectful obeisances to the personality of Godhead, known as Krishna and Govinda. speaking these words, Advaitacharya offered his own respectful obeisances. He recited many prayers from many scriptures. He then continued speaking of the Lord's glories. He said, "Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, the master of all lives. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, who is an ocean of mercy. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, who makes the words of his devotees true. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead descended to this world. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, whose heart is delighted by Goddess Lakshmi's beauty. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, who is decorated with the Kastuba jewel and Srivatsamark. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, who reveals the Hare Krishna mantra. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, who enjoys pastimes with his devotees. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, who rests on Anantashesha. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, who is the shelter of all living entities. O Lord, you are Vishnu, you are Krishna, you are Narayan, you are Matsya, you are Korma, you are eternal. O Lord, you are Varaha, you are Vamandev. Yuga after yuga, you protect the Vedas. You kill the Rakshasas, you are the life of Sita. You gave a benediction to Guha, you delivered Ahalya. You came to this world for Prahlad's sake, killing Aranyakashipu. You accepted the name Nrisingadev. You are the crest jewel of all the demigods. You are the king of brahmanas. You eat all the offerings in Jagannath Puri. Searching for you, the four Vedas wander from place to place, and hiding from them, you have come here. O Lord, you are very expert at hiding. Still, the devotees find you and bring you out of your hiding place. You have descended to this world to begin the Sankirtan movement. In the countless universes, nothing but you exists. Shiva and Parvati are overcome by tasting the nectar of your lotus feet. With a single mind, Goddess Lakshmi serves your feet. With his thousands of mouths, Anantashesha sings the glories of your feet. Brahma always worships your feet. The Shrutis, Smritis, and the Puranas sing the glories of your feet. Your feet cross beyond Satyaloka. Your feet place the great treasure on King Bali's head. The Ganga descended from your feet. Shiva earnestly places your feet on his own head. Advaitacharya's vast intelligence defeated many millions of Brihaspatis, and he therefore perfectly understood the pure and exalted position of Lord Chaitanya. As he glorified Lord Chaitanya's feet, Advaita floated in the tears flowing from his own eyes. He then fell down before the Lord's glorious feet. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the super soul in everyone's heart, then placed his feet on Advaita's head. An unexplainable and great sound suddenly arose. Jai! Jai! And hearing this wonder, all the devotees became agitated, and they themselves made a great tumult by loudly calling out, Hari! 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 Some devotees rolled on the ground. Some clapped their hands. Some embraced each other. Some loudly wept. All the desires of Advaitacharya and his wife were now fulfilled. By the Lord's placing his lotus feet on their heads, they attained all that they had wished.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare, Rama, 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 Hare, Hare Krishna.
Lord Chaitanya's order, Advaita Charja, manifesting different moods of devotion, danced. The charming sound of kirtan arose, and Advaita danced before Lord Chaitanya. One moment he danced enthusiastically, at another moment he danced gracefully, at another moment he held a straw between his teeth to show his humility. At another moment, he ran in a circle. Another moment, he fell and rolled on the ground. At another moment, he deeply sighed. And at another moment, he fell unconscious. When he heard the kirtan, he could not stay still. He danced in ecstasy. And at the end, he became like a humble servant. No one could understand his inconceivable power. Running and running, Advaita Charja came to the side of Lord Chaitanya. Then, all of a sudden, Advaita Charja saw Lord Nityananda. He knitted his eyebrows and laughed. Oh, Nityananda, it is good that you have come. I have not seen you for many days. And today, I will tie you up. Where will you go then? In one moment, Advaita would speak as if he was the Lord. And another moment, he spoke as if he were intoxicated. Nityananda laughed at Advaita's activities. Actually, they were both the same person, but now they had manifested in two for the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, he is fortunate who knows that Lord Nityananda and Lord Advaita are not different. They both descended to this world from the spiritual world. Please see their arguments as only pastimes, as the inconceivable activities of the Supreme Lord Himself. They love the Lord as Shiva and Ananta Shesha love Him. They are both dear to Lord Krishna Chaitanya. Anyone who, not understanding their quarrels, takes sides, bowing down before one and criticizing the other, perishes. Advaita Charja then began to again dance. And seeing his dancing, all the Vaishnavas became plunged in an ocean of bliss. Lord Chaitanya commanded Advaita Charja to stop. And placing the Lord's command on his head, Advaita immediately stopped his dancing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then took the garland from his own neck and he gave it to Advaita Charja. And laughing, Lord Chaitanya said, "Ask me for a boon. Ask for a boon." Hearing these words, Advaita gave no reply. "Ask, ask." Again and again, Lord Chaitanya demanded. Finally, Advaita Charja said, "What more should I ask? The boon I desired has already been attained. I've danced before you, and in this way I've attained all the desires in my heart. What more can I desire? I've directly seen you." Moving his head, Lord Chaitanya said, "Because of you I came here. In home after home I will preach the Sankirtan movement. The whole world will sing my glories and dance. The devotional service that Brahma, Shiva, Narada, and all the sages and demigods performed austerities to attain, I will freely give that away. This I tell you." Advaita Charja then said, "If you will give away devotional service, then please also give it to the women. Give it also to the sudras. Give your devotional service to the fools. Give it to all lowly beings. But those who are sinners, who are intoxicated with the pride of their learning, their wealth, their noble families, their austerities, and who try to stop the devotees in your devotional service, let them suffer in hell. But by your mercy, let your devotees, even down to the lowest, chant your holy names and dance in ecstasy." Hearing Advaita Charja's words, Lord Chaitanya roared, "I accept all that you say. It will all be true. It will all be true." The whole world now witnesses the truth of these words. The Lord is indeed merciful to the lowly and foolish. Thus the Chandalas and other lowly people sing the Lord's glories, and they dance. While the great Brahmanas, the Bhattas, the Misras, the Chakrabartis, they mock Him and criticize. They may study the scriptures, and they may shave their heads, but their intelligence is dead. Blaspheming Lord Nityananda, they run to hell. But by Advaita Charja's power, the whole world attained pure love for Lord Krishna. Goddess Saraswati, the mother of the worlds, knows all the conversations Lord Chaitanya and Lord Advaita shared about pure love for Lord Krishna. Entering the devotees' tongues, Goddess Saraswati sings the limitless glories of Lord Chaitanya. I bow down before all the feet of the Vaishnavas. I pray that I shall not offend them. Thus Lord Advaita Charaj and his wife attain the fulfillment of their desires. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, are my life and soul. I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.
Everyone! Hello.